yellow jaundice.
And when when you would eat something, not feel so good, you say, well, he's
sick at his stomach.
And if he brought it up,
he upchucks.
What
throws up? That was the name. Throws up.
Throws up. Do you remember any joking terms they might say?
No, do you?
Throwing up?
Uh-huh.
We call it puking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, puking.
Uh-huh.
He's throwing up his socks.
I see.
Yeah, throwing up his socks.
I see. And when you get pain on the right side?
Appendicitis.
Appendicitis. Did they call it appendicitis in your childhood?
I think they did, but I believe they didn't know too much
to do for it.
Uh-huh.
And if somebody has a cold, you say, well, where did you
get that bad cold? Where did you catch that cold?
And if it makes him, affects him here, he's
hoarse.
And if he gets it down here, he has to what?
Cough it up, is that what you mean?
And if his throat gets so sore that he can't swallow, you say, well, his throat's so sore, he just can't
swallow.
Remember anything, any other terms that come to mind? I hope I'm not going too fast here.
No, you're not. I'm sure that I've that another term would come to mind, but I just can't think.
Mm-hmm. If he has a heavy cold, what kind of medicine did you used to take for it?
Well, we used to have a lot of remedies. Sometimes a hot toddy. You know what a hot toddy was? A little bit of whiskey and a little bit of sugar or honey and a little bit of water. And heat that, and now sometimes it wasn't heated, was it?
The only thing that surprises me here is how did you have a hot toddy in a Methodist family?
Well, they usually kept a little for such as that, and that was all it was kept for.
Just emergencies, huh?
And I'll tell you something else. My mother was she didn't want it around, and my daddy was the one that mostly fixed up the hot toddies for us, and she had told us time and time again, and in the years since, and she lived here with us, in this house with us. She died 2 years ago at the age of 91. And she has told me time and time again, said, if I ever get where I don't know anything, said, don't ever let anybody pour any whiskey down my throat. But she got choking up in here, a lot of phlegm, and someone told us that to give her a little whiskey and honey, and that would clear that up. And she was taking it. My daughter was sitting there feeding it to her by the spoon, and it was. You could tell it was just kind of clearing her up in here. And my other sister was sitting there. I said, what's that you're giving her? And Janice said, it's a little whiskey and sugar mixed together. Well, Mama clamped her teeth together. She wouldn't take another sup
of that.
She was that much against it.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a fellow who had emphysema, and he was a Baptist, and he had some medicine which was helping him, but he decided there was some alcohol in it, and he wouldn't take it, and it really, his breathing was very difficult.
Well, now, I'm against drinking, but I think for medicinal purposes, yes, I think it's all right.
It is medicine.
So. It is medicine.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take any thing, did you ever have anything like malaria around?
Or? Yes, and I started to tell you a while ago, I was talking about the coffee. That was when I was allowed to take coffee. My daddy gave me quinine. I had malaria one summer, and he put quinine in sweetened coffee, and I would